Thank you for calling Southwestern Pneumatic. We appreciate your call. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time or remain on the line to be connected to the operator.
Southwestern Pneumatic, this is Patricia. How may I help you?
Hi, Patricia. Good morning. Is Lynn available?
Yes. May I say who's calling?
Sure. This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
All right. Thank you. Just a moment.
Why Southwestern and Southeastern Pneumatic? For starters, we understand your market. So your purchase is more than just a product. It's an investment in quality, innovation, and superior service. We offer products and expertise that simply make sense for your business. Southwestern and Southeastern Pneumatic are proud to carry Gardner Denver, Trail King, Heil, and Solimar products, to name a few, that are world leaders in engineering and design. Take a look at our website at www.bulkequipment.com for more brand and product information.
Powders, granules, pebbles, beads. Southwestern and Southeastern Pneumatic experts can custom design the system for you. Whether it's sand or soybeans, plastic pellets, or pulverized limestone, we have a suitable system for your needs. We offer diversity from pneumatic trailers to liquid and grain trailers. One of our highly...
This is Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, good morning. How are you doing? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, sir.
Hey there. I caught you yesterday when you were answering the phone on the front desk there, so you're a little busy.
Yes, sir. What's the company name? I'm sorry. I didn't catch the company name.
Not a problem. It's Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Can you spell that last name?
Yep, sure can. It's C-A-R, D as in David, I as in India, F as in Frank, F as in Frank.
Okay. Wow, I'm glad I asked you to spell it.
Yeah, it's like Cardiff, Wales. It's from Europe or something like that. But we're actually out of Southern California. But the reason I called is because I've done quite a bit of financing for your clients, mostly out of the Houston location for blowers and things of that nature. I work with quite a few vendors out of San Antonio and utility trailers and whatnot out of Dallas and a few other areas. But I didn't know if you guys were connected with a bank currently that's providing financing for your clients or not, or if that's something that you guys would look into.
We'll look into it because it's very hard for us to get a lien holder to do a blower because, you know, they're portable.
Right.
And so there are very few that will do that. We do have some, but... A lot of them, it's, you know, there's a lot of different things. It depends on the truck it's going to be put on, what the year the truck is. So we're
right.
always looking for, you know, people for blower finance.
Yeah, that's one thing we look past. I know that's an issue because we do syndicate a few of our financing programs. And I know a lot of them, because it's attached to the vehicle, they want to hold the title for the,
right.
not they don't want to hold the title, but they, you know, they want to, they just make a lot more paperwork than it's really necessary. So.
Right.
Yeah, we're one of the only banks that will actually look past that. We understand it's bolted on. It can be taken off. It's not an actual part of the vehicle itself, so we can streamline it. And yeah, I've been doing – actually, I worked with Hector quite a bit. Him and I were in the military together. And yeah, he's sent me quite a few of his clients, and it's worked out pretty well. So
well, good.
I thought I'd just think a little bit. I was like, you know what, I wonder if they have anyone, because he mentioned that as well, that – Because I remember when I first tried it, I tried to syndicate it because I knew it was going to be a little bit of a tricky one. And they came back wanting the title and all this other stuff. So I just said, I talked to my manager and said, look, this is an easy, quick deal. It's something that bolts on and off. We don't need to look at the title. We don't care what the year, make, model, what it attaches to. It's a separate entity and we can finance it like that. So it's worked out, you know, pretty well for us. But no, I'd definitely like to be that source for you guys.
Yeah.
But
if you could send me the information in the email, that way I can get it to my guys. But like I said, most of them are hard to get, you know, financed. A lot of times we even have to put it in with a trailer with some entities to get them financed, you know.
Right, yeah, I know exactly what you're going through. I went through it I banged my head against the wall a few times the first couple rounds, and then I just said, this doesn't make sense. So I talked to my manager, and we got a program streamlined for that purpose. Because back in the day, whenever fracking was... was the thing, the hot item. Obviously, that was something need to be turned around pretty quick. So we figured it out. Right. Thank God.
And we got some owner-operators out here that they have to have a blower before they can get a job. You know, that's kind of hard sometimes if you're not, you know, you don't have the job yet, but they want you to have a $10,000 blower, you know.
Right. Yeah, I can do startups. I can do owner-operators. Typically with, I just thought of something that skipped my mind.
Okay, I'm sorry. Typically, I do that too.
It's 7 o'clock here. I'm in Southern California. I actually grew up in Texas. I graduated high school from Comanche, Texas. If you know where that's at, it's a real small town outside of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't think I've been there, but I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, my graduating class is only 63 people, so it tells you how big it was.
I graduated with 67. Yeah, I know exactly. I knew everybody in high school, you know, because it's like 300 kids.
Yeah, I moved there in the 7th grade from Stephenville, Texas, and I'm still considered the new kid. So,
okay.
That's pretty funny. Well, I was born in Stephenville, though. That's where I was born at.
Okay, but, you are a Texan, so yeah.
Yeah, I lost my accent. I joined the military right out of high school, and I ended up living all over the place. But I always kept Texas in my back pocket. If I ever needed to go back, I would. But I was an electrician for many years, and I was like, I can't imagine being an electrician in that heat. It's bad enough out here in Southern California.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I can imagine, yeah.
Well, I grew up hauling hay and doing all that stuff, so I think I did enough for a lifetime.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, then I can use your application if you guys have one that you use. Otherwise, I can give you mine. I have a link that people can hop online and fill it out that way, too. It's really up to you. All I really need typically to get the ball rolling. I mean, if you prefer to be the point of contact for the client, that's fine. Otherwise, I can give them a call and just let them know that I work with you guys. And you know, I do a lot of the financing. And I'm not limited to blowers, of course. I can do trucks, trailers. I can do any type of equipment, really. And also have working capital loans if it's probably not anything that'll cross your table, but you know, if they need just a cash loan to purchase some tires or something like that, or gas or fuel or anything like that, we can do cash loans as well.
Okay. But, well, what we normally do is I would get the application from the sales guy, and then I would turn it to whoever. So if I send it to you, then I'd rather you be port of contact, because for one thing, I don't want to be in the middle of all this information you get. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, plus you're busy enough as it is, right?
Right. And plus, I think a customer feel more comfortable talking directly to the lender than talking to a third party and then, you know, having to wait for all his stuff being sent to the lender. So generally what I do is I step out. There's a few that I don't, but for stuff that, those are the ones that don't really need any financials. I don't know if you're going to need financials, but anybody who needs financials, I let them, after I send them application there, you know, please call the customer. And then, you know, if you're not getting anything from the customer, then you can call me and I can get a hold of the sales guy and say, look, you know, Dennis has been calling him for 3 days. He's not answering him. You know, if you want this deal to go through, he needs to really talk to Dennis so he can get it, you know, finalized.
Yeah, perfect. That works for me. And I don't really need financials for this program.
Okay.
Usually, in some cases, I'll need most I'll ever need in this case is 3 months of business bank statements, but I don't really need those either. I mean, that's a lot of times, like you said, these guys are startups, they're owner-operators, they might be out of work until they get the blower or something, so their bank statements may not look as good, and we understand that.
Right.
The only thing that I come across is because of the type of transaction is they do ask for the first month's payment and last month's payments up front, but those go towards the loan.
Yeah.
So it's just so they have some skin in the game, really, and that benefits you and us as well. You know what I mean? If we're going to do the underwriting and get an approval and everything, then we obviously want them to have some skin in the game. They don't have to pay that before they get approved or anything like that. I'll show them the approval, and then it'll be just the first month's and last month's payment. But it goes towards the loan, like I said, and the loans, I can do several types of options, but usually what I do, it's called an equipment finance agreement. It means basically they own the equipment as soon as it's paid off. There's no dollar buyout unless they prefer something like that. But in this case, with that type of equipment, you know, once it's paid off, they could probably sell it to another guy or something like that. There's no need to. If it was a big fleet type situation and they flip their fleet every 3-4 years or whatever, then I can understand a buyout at the end. But in this case, I'll just try to do just an equipment finance agreement every time. And it depends on the individual's credit and stuff in some cases, but I think I can get away with that, you know, in every case.
Right. And one question we always get asked, if they go to pay it off early, do you charge them, are they penalized for early payoff?
No. There's no early payoff benefit, but it is more of a lease type situation. Mm-hmm. as far as a loan goes, they're not going to have to pay any extra to pay it off early, but these type of loans are really meant to give them the best tax-off benefits. It stays off their personal credit, so it's not going to show up as a trade line on their personal credit and affect their debt-to-income ratio and all that good stuff. If they want to pay off early, absolutely, they can definitely do that. What I'd recommend in that case, if they think they're going to be able to or they plan on it, just to go with a shorter term initially. We can go down to 2 years, and from 2 to 5 years on the term. But no, absolutely, if they want to pay off early, we're not. They can do that. They usually don't really see a benefit of doing it until they've paid on it for about 9 months or so.
Right, right.
But there's not going to be an extra cost to pay off early, I guess you could say. I know sometimes I'm the same way. If I have a bill, whether it benefits me to pay it off early or not, but I just don't want to have to deal with the bill every month, it's another headache that I don't want to worry about, then I'll pay it off early, whether it benefits me or not. If it's 6 months,
right,
same as cash or something like that, for example.
Right. But that's one of the questions we get asked, so that's one thing I always try to ask, is there, when they're, I don't know why, I guess if they just get extra money, they want to pay a couple extra payments, like you said, or, just in case they get slow. I mean, I just don't know.
No, I hear you. Yeah, sometimes these guys will land a contract and they're making 10 grand a week. It's crazy how much they can make with some of these contracts they land. So, I understand. But, definitely, they can pay it off early. It's not an issue at all.
Okay. All right.
But,
you would send me... Okay, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was going to say I can email you my contact information and our application if you want that on hand. Like I said, you don't have to use that. If you have something that your guys use in office, that's fine.
Yeah, we use a commercial. We have a commercial application that we use. But, some of our lien holders want to use their own, and I can send you one of ours and make sure it has all the information that you require on it. You know what I mean?
Well, so far, I believe with what Hector's been sending me, that's been fine. Really, all I need to... The first thing I'm going to do is just check their credit. So I just need their name, address, and social, and zip code. As far as that goes, then to depend on what entity they are, if they're a sole proprietorship, I'll have to find the assumed name. I can do that on my own with the county, usually, that they filed in. Otherwise, if they're a corporation, that's public knowledge. I can find that online as well. So really, the next thing would be just trying to figure out their time in business, because the longer the time in business, the better the approval. I can do a day-old company, but if they have 2 years' time in business, they're getting away from startup pricing. And startup pricing can get pretty expensive just for the nature of it. But it's not anything that's ridiculous or anything like that. It's just considered a startup. But, past 2 years, they're looking at much, much better rates and costs and things of that nature.
Exactly. And one more question. What is your, I know it depends, it's individual, but just say, we turned in a guy this morning and say his credit, just say 720. How long does it take you to approve them?
I can get an approval sometimes as fast as 2 hours.
Okay.
And once I get everything I need from them, it goes really quick.
Okay. Because a lot of the guys are like, we need to know something today, and they'll come in at 3 o'clock, it's like, okay. Yeah, our application has their business name, the contact phone number, physical mailing, and time and business, years and months. So, yeah, and if it's the legal business structure, whatever that is.
Okay.
And then we have a place for the guarantor information. So, and then references. And I don't even know if you need references.
No, we don't need references. It's good to put that on there because I think it just helps you on your end.
Right.
Helps you guys, but really all I need to check is just to check their credit, know what entity it is, whether it's a corporation, sole proprietorship, LLC, and the business name, and I can find the rest of the information online myself.
Okay.
And like I said, we don't really need financials in this case either. It's not a huge transaction. If it was $50,000 or something like that, then it might benefit them to.
Yeah. Okay. And so your loan is from 2 to 5 years. Is that what you told me?
Right. 2 to 5 years. Usually, I let them, I'll be able to show them the different options, but like I said, the only time they'd really want to, I think a shorter term in this case is always better, just because it's not a huge transaction. It's not $40,000,
$50,000. And what's your range? Like say if someone has something for $900, will you do that, or is that too low for you to deal with?
Usually 5,000 is the minimum. I can get an exception sometimes, but if it's $5,000 worth of $900 pieces, sure, we can do that. You know what I mean?
Okay. And so would you pay for the install as well if guys want to get it installed?
We can do that. That's considered a soft cost. I don't know that I've done that yet, but typically I can include training I can include installation as a soft cost. I can also include taxes. I can include anything else that might be involved in there. I know, does that require the special tax as far as, I don't think that the blowers do. Just trying to remember the last time I did one.
It's just a sales tax. It's just a sales
okay.
tax.
Because then with the pneumatic trailer, sometimes they have to pay a disposal. Well,
it's FET probably, sometimes.
FET, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, but not on blowers.
Gotcha, that makes sense. But no, I can't do other than blowers. I can do any other sort of equipment. Just the minimum typically is $5,000 is the actual amount.
All right. Okay.
Otherwise, my boss will slap me around a little bit.
Yeah. Well, with the blower and install, it's going to be more than $5,000, but I was just making sure you could do the install as well.
Yeah, I think I've seen them run anywhere from $9,000 to around $12,000 typically.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, cool. Okay. Well, I will get my information over to you, Lynn. Like I said, I'll just include my application if you want it on hand. I don't need to use it, and my email is fine. Otherwise, if you guys want to fax everything to me, whatever's easier for you guys, really.
Okay. We generally email everything. That's just, to me, it's easier because then I know I did it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, then there's a paper trail. Or
exactly,
better than a fax,
exactly.
At least.
Exactly. Okay. So my email address is lbougton@bulkequipment.com.
Okay, so lbougton.
Mhm.
B as in boy, O-U-G-H-T as in Tom, O-N as in Nancy.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And that was at what? I'm sorry.
At bulkequipment.com.
Bulkequipment.com. Mhm. Alrighty, and I'd like to send you an email while we're on the phone just so that it goes through. So my name is Dennis Sanders. I still hold a high school state record for track in Comanche, Texas.
Oh, cool.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
My claim to fame. Well, my son actually lives in Oregon with his mom, but he was out for the summer, and I was telling him, I was like, I think I still have a record in high school because he's getting into sports and everything now. So I want to give him a little confidence booster.
Well, that'd be
but I do miss Texas. Yeah. Yeah, I try to visit. My folks live, they just bought 3 acres east of Dallas somewhere. I forget the name of it, but I've got family in Houston, Denton, all over Texas.
Oh, wow, yeah. Austin. I grew up between Beaumont and Houston in a little town called Anahuac.
I've actually heard of Anahuac before.
Yeah.
Maybe I've driven through it or something, but it definitely rings a bell. And Lynn, do you spell your name L-Y-N-N?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
L-Y-N-N. Ready. Yeah, I figured I'd give you guys a call and just figure out who was in charge of the financing because I know that's an issue that you run into with the titling, with that. For whatever reason, the banks don't make sense of it.
Yeah. Well, it's because they're afraid that they're going to, it's going to be attached to one truck, and then they're going to put on another truck, and then they can't find it. That's
yeah.
their main concern.
Well, it's such
two
a small
big lenders,
these two.
Yeah. Two of our big lenders, they hardly do them. It has to be special circumstance.
No, we'll do them all day long as the credit's there, and we can work with challenge credit as well. So,
okay, alrighty, that sounds great.
Yeah, I got a guy approved, I think, with like a 530 the other day.
Wow, that's.
Well, what we look at a lot of the times, and he had a lot of medical debt. We look past medical bills because 9 times out of 10 they don't even let you know you have the bill, and they just throw you into collections. Mm-hmm. But he had a lot of comparable debt. So he's done a lot of financing. His business credit was decent, but his personal credit just got hammered with medical. So we look at a lot of other things. We try to make sense of it at least. Our underwriters, they've seen our credit analyst, I guess you could say, they've seen. I mean, she's been in the industry for I'm gonna say 25 years or so. So she's seen probably every credit report you could imagine.
Yeah, I got your email, by the way.
Did you? Okay, good. So that's really, I didn't include my application. Unless you wanted, I can send it to you again. But otherwise, if you guys have your own, that's fine. You can use yours and
Yeah, a lot of people like to use ours because, you know, some guys want to, like I said, they start out with ours and they want to use theirs. Well, you know how hard it is to get someone to fill out a second application. So
oh,
a lot
yeah.
of times it's just easier if we use ours, you know, that way that we can just forward it to whoever we need to forward it to.
Yeah, I don't need a signed application. Once we get all said and done, the signed loan documents will be all we need. And we don't need originals because there's no titles and title involved, so we can do facts to fund. And it's usually
okay,
a pretty
okay.
quick transaction. Usually, from my experience, what happens is I'll get an approval, then we're just waiting for the installation. But yeah, include the installation in the cost. That's fine
okay.
with us. That'll help a lot of guys out, I think, too. But I would mention that with our programs, we do require the first month's or last month's payments up front. If it's something
okay.
they absolutely cannot do, let me know, and I'll see if I can work around it. But usually it throws up a red flag, and it makes my underwriters think that they don't have the money. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, and see, here, when we lease a trailer, they have to pay first and last month's rent as well. So, you know.
Oh, do you? Okay. So it's something you're familiar with
yeah.
then. So.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. And we're with you. You know, if they can't pay that, then, you know, why are we going to lease them a $70,000 trailer, you know?
Right, exactly. If you can't make your first payment, then probably
yeah,
going to be looking for that thing
right.
in about 30 days anyway.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you, Dennis. It sounds great, and I said we'll be—you know—we will use you because, like I said, you know, we got guys that just want to buy blowers, and in fact, one of the sales guy who's out today, he's on vacation. He had a guy who needs a blower because now I'm not saying he did. I don't know if he got one already or not, but he to go to work, he has to have a blower already before they'll even lease him a trailer. So you know.
Yes, and on my way, I'll get it knocked out as quick as I
okay.
can for you guys.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dennis, and you have a great day.
You too, Lynn. It was great meeting you.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.